We can't get any more wood, Ralph. Not in the dark. Not at night.
We can light it every morning, said Piggy. Nobody ain't going to see smoke in the dark.
Sam nodded vigorously.
It was different when the fire was up there.
Ralph stood up, feeling curiously defenseless with the darkness pressing in. Let the fire go, then, for tonight. He led the way to the first shelter, which still stood, though battered. The bed leaves lay within, dry and noisy to the touch. In the next shelter, a Litlin was talking in his sleep. The four biggins crept into the shelter and burrowed under the leaves. The twins lay together, and Ralph and Piggy at the other end. For a while, there was the continual creak and rustle of leaves as they tried for comfort.
Piggy?
Yeah.
All right?
Suppose so.
At length, save for an occasional rustle, the shelter was silent. An oblong of blackness relieved with brilliant spangles hung before them, and there was the hollow sound of surf on the reef. Ralph settled himself for his nightly game of supposing. Supposing they could be transported home by jet, then before morning they would land at that big airfield in Wiltshire. They would go by car. No, for things to be perfect, they would go by train. All the way down to Devon and take that cottage again. Then at the foot of the garden, the wild ponies would come and look over the wall. Ralph turned restlessly in the leaves. Dartmoor was wild and so were the ponies. But the attraction of wildness had gone. His mind skated to a consideration of a tamed town where savagery could not set foot. What could be safer than the bus center with its lamps and wheels? All at once, Ralph was dancing round a lampstandard.